Welcome to Vital Voices. The East Tennessee State University community was saddened on March 5th of this year when one of the most popular presidents in the university's history, Dr. Paul E. Stanton, Jr., died at the age of 81. He was ETSU's eighth president, serving from 1997 until 2012. Under Dr. Stanton's leadership, ETSU became home to the Gray Fossil Site, the Gatton College of Pharmacy, the Roan Scholars Leadership Program, an honors college, and new residence halls for students. The university achieved national prominence for its Division of Health Sciences and its emphasis on rural health. Dr. Stanton's work in health care and medical education was recognized with the naming of Stanton Gerber Hall on the campus of the Veterans Administration Medical Center at Mountain Home, the location of the Quillen College of Medicine, which he once led. But our discussion, which you'll hear today, does not center around those achievements. It's a conversation that revealed Dr. Stanton's personal side. Dr. Stanton was a lover of boiled peanuts. He delighted in boiling them for hours in preparation for visits by his children and grandchildren. He loved the taste of boiled peanuts, but more importantly, he loved the time he spent eating them with his family. The family members Dr. Stanton mentions in this interview are his wife Nancy and their three children, Eric, Ryan, and Shelley. Here's what Dr. Paul Stanton had to say about the Southern tradition of boiling peanuts from a discussion we had back in 2007. You are a native of Georgia. Did you grow up eating boiled peanuts? What's your first recollection of them?
Probably visiting in the North Georgia mountains on a weekend. Probably after Nancy and I were married, he'd go up and they'd always be boiling on, seemed like, every street corner. And I tried them there and fell in love with them. I loved the taste and the saltiness to them. And then when Shelley was coming along, little girl, 4 or 5 years old, she and I would go to Duluth, Georgia, which we had a Duluth address, but we weren't actually in Duluth, but it's only a couple of miles away. And we'd go over there on a Saturday morning and get some of their boiled peanuts. And then I'd go home, watch a football game, and eat my boiled peanuts. And she grew up loving boiled peanuts. And Ryan did as well, although it was sort of Shelley and my tradition to be the ones to go and buy them. So in our family, Ryan loves them, Shelley loves them. Eric never really got that much into them. But the grandkids, Matthew, could stand and eat them all day. And so he looks forward to my boiling them. And this sort of has become a fall and winter tradition. More so late fall when it's really chilling down and early winter, because I'll boil peanuts every weekend. And then as you get a little bit further into, say, January, and certainly by February, I think everybody's pretty much had their fill. And so I'm no longer boiling them to any extent. The Shelley's husband, Mo, and his family didn't grow up eating boiled peanuts. They loved the Virginia standard salted peanut, and so they eat those almost constantly. But the ones I just mentioned are the ones in our family that really do love them. Interestingly, in the old neighborhood where we lived, Shelley's best friend was a young lady named Hillary Eldred, and they grew up together. And Hillary got introduced to my boiled peanuts, and she loves them. And when she went over to Medical University of South Carolina in pharmacy, as she would come back this way, she'd always bring me some boiled peanuts. and she had some in the car for herself. So, you know, some people never develop the taste, and others have them as their favorite, and they're my favorite.
Why do you think it is such a seasonal thing?
That's a great question. Probably just a little bit by tradition and habit. First of all, I think in the summertime, most people like things a little cooler to eat or drink. Whereas when the air chills down, a little something warm, whether it's a drink or something like boiled peanuts, seems appropriate. And then for us, it's just really become a tradition to do it in the cooler weather. And usually from about mid-October on to about mid-January.
Tell me more about your love for North Georgia, where you say you first tasted a boiled peanut.
Even when we were in the flatlands of Atlanta, I loved the mountains of North Georgia. And it was not unusual for about maybe one weekend a month, Nancy and I would just go up and drive around the mountains. We also had a lake place on Lake Lanier on the northern end of the lake, which you could see the mountains at a distance. And there also it sort of became a tradition to boil them.
When you saw the people selling the boiled peanuts on the street corners, what towns were those?
Oh, like Dahlonega and Ellijay, Burton, Lake Burton around there, and Clayton. And, you know, they would always have them in the fall and winter.
What do you say to somebody who tells you they think boiled peanuts taste like topsoil?
Well, I guess there's some of us that like to eat topsoil. But it is interesting. There's hardly any gray. It's right. Black or white. People like them or they don't. And usually on the first tasting, they will make up their mind whether they like them or not. Again, for Mo, he tasted them after he and Shelley were dating, and he just didn't like them. And so, you know, I think you have to taste them, and pretty quickly you'll either like them or you won't. If you like them, you're going to love them, and you're going to want more and more of them.
How old do you think you were when you tasted your first boiled peanut?
Oh, gosh, probably 21, 22, somewhere in there. Because I don't recall having any in our family, none at all. In fact, my family didn't seem to eat any kind of peanuts that I can recall.
Take me through the boiled peanut procedure from going to the grocery store all the way to the finished product.
Okay, well, if you're going to the grocery store, which is where I usually get mine, you get the raw peanuts. In fact, I usually go and buy 4 to 6 bags of raw peanuts and 4 to 6 bags of the standard salted peanuts, because of the difference within the family. And once I've bought the raw peanuts, and there aren't many places that sell them. I mean, not all the grocery stores around here sell them. I usually get mine from Kroger's, as a matter of fact, in the shopping mall. And then take them home, and I have a special boiler that I use that's reinforced, because that salt will eat through them if you're not careful or if you don't have the right kind of boiler. And I think that's probably the reason they used to use those big old iron kettles. And still, if you're really into it, you want one of those kettles. I've never gotten to that level of accomplishment. But I'll use a little kettle with a top on it so that it really gets hot. It's not a pressure cooker. You can use pressure cookers, but I prefer to let it be more of a lengthy process. So we'll have a little top with a little vent in it, and just put standard water from the spigot in there, and really salt it in the beginning. I'll buy a Morton's salt container and probably use a quarter of it, maybe even a little bit more with each preparation. And I will use a whole bag of the raw peanuts, and I don't know how much that would weigh, but it fills the little boiler pretty well. And so you just salt them generously in the beginning. Bring them as immediately as you can to a full boil. Let them boil for 2 to 3 minutes at full level, then maybe go down to 3/4 of a boil level. And at that point, I'll put more salt in. And then I will go down to about a medium level temperature, probably about 15 minutes into it, maybe 30, and leave it at that level for 3 to 4 hours, and then go on down to a low, more salt at that point, and I'll leave it on a low for about 12 to 18 hours, just depending. Yeah. So, I mean, they're constantly cooking, if you will, for up really about 18 total hours. Now, somewhere around 12 hours, I'll start to taste them. I love to start and see if they're ready. And so then I'll taste test them about hourly until they're just really good and soft and very salty, and which is not good for you. But with that being admitted, usually around the 18th hour, they're good. And sometimes I leave them, in fact, a lot of times, on low for up to another 24 hours. And then by that time, I've pretty much eaten them all. And so then I wait till the next weekend.
What's the schedule like? Are you starting these out early in the morning usually?
No, usually afternoon. And so that they'll be ready by the next morning. So, for instance, if I know Shelly's coming into town or the grandkids are coming over, I'll usually start them on Friday afternoon, and then they'll be ready by Saturday morning to Saturday midday, and then we'll eat the rest of the weekend.
How do you know when they're right?
Oh, that's because of my taste testing. I take 2 or 3 of them out at a time, starting somewhere 12 to 15 hours. I'll just crack them open and taste them. And if they're firm, I don't like them, or they're not ready. And then also you can pretty much judge better your salt concentration if you taste them before their time. You know that by 18 hours, their time is going to come. But I start tasting maybe 5-6 hours ahead of that. And we'll eat 2 or 3 of the pods worth about every hour.
Is there such a thing as cooking them too long?
Never have noticed that. As I say, it's not unusual to go 24 hours, 48 hours even. I don't think I have kept them on the range any longer than that. But once they're soft, the texture doesn't change much, nor does the saltiness content, because I'll stop salting them when it tastes just right. And then one of the things we'll do, which isn't as good, is if we have some left over, I'll put them in a little handy wrap and put them in the refrigerator. And then one of two things, either warm them up like quickly in a microwave, or sometimes I'll actually, let's say it's a week later, we'll put them shortly into warm salted water, because what can happen if they just sit in the refrigerator is they'll lose some of their salt content.
So ideally you want to eat them still warm right out of that pot.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The ideal thing is to eat them while they're still in the oven, or take them out while they're still on the oven and on warm to low temperature, and just take a little ladle and put them into a bowl and eat them right out of the bowl.
You're a vascular surgeon, of course. What would you say about boiled peanuts and health?
Well, the peanut is pretty wise and healthy. I mean, pretty good protein concentrate and also some of the essential vitamins, but I can't say that I would recommend boiled peanuts to somebody with hypertension or heart disease, because of the salt content. I mean, it's definitely there, and it'll kick into your system, I'm sure. I've never gone to the doctor and had my blood drawn any time right around eating them. And I think it would be adverse if you had a daily habit of it. But I think, you know, for a weekend or something like that, a few times out of the year, unless you have something significant like hypertension, there's no problem in eating them. In fact, it's good for you.
How would you put the taste into words?
Like good seawater. You know, any of us who've been in the ocean, that taste just in your mouth, on your tongue, and your palate is not bad, but you don't want to swallow it. And the boiled peanuts, not only is the taste of the salt almost a natural type taste, but then when you swallow it, you know, there's nothing bad about that at all as far as the taste or the content. It goes down very well.
Give me a more detailed description of the pot that you boil the peanuts in.
Nancy knows more about the name of it. She got it for me because I was dissolving a few little cooking vessels. Pretty standard height, probably a foot, 15 inches maybe, and similar width across diameter. And the top is a clear type of some kind of glass, so I can actually look into the pot as they're cooking, and that way I'm not having to take the top. I try to take the top off as few times as possible so that we keep pretty much the same temperature and air concentration as possible during the main cooking process.
It sounds like it's similar to a pot that you might cook pasta in.
Well, it looks like that. Yeah, in fact, it's identical to what I cook pasta in, and sometimes I'll use this one to do it. But there's something about the layering of it, the coating of it, that's resistant to salt. You know that better than I by far, Nancy. But I was truly eating through all the way through some of the usual pots that we use for pasta. So she got me a new one.
This interview with Dr. Paul Stanton, the 8th president of East Tennessee State University, was recorded in February of 2007. Dr. Stanton died on March 5th, 2026. For Vital Voices, I'm Fred Sossman.